FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Fortunate enough to have Senator Roy Blunt with us this morning. He's been part of those talks. Senator, good Monday morning.
Hey, Mark. It's good to talk to you. And again, thanks for what you do every day.
Well,
I appreciate your work.
You bet, sir. Thank you for the kind words. We're hearing from Senator Shelby and others this weekend that the talks here have kind of ground to a halt. What can you tell us?
Well, they are. They're at least temporarily stalled, and they're stalled over an issue of the Democrats suddenly not wanting to provide the detention space you need, not for people who break the law just simply walking across the border, but for people who are actually criminals in the process of being returned to the countries they came from and detained until they can be returned. It's a ridiculous position for them to have. They have not shown the kind of flexibility we ultimately need to have on what the president wants to do at the border. But we shouldn't let anybody get confused that this is a discussion not about just people who are crossing the border and are being detained because they've crossed the border illegally. This is a discussion about people who we know are criminals, either coming into the country or have committed crimes in the country. I think it's untenable. I don't believe the Democrats can stick with it. If they want to shut the government down over that topic, that would be a huge mistake for them and the country.
Well, you know, it's like your local, it'd be like the St. Louis police saying we're not going to arrest criminals anymore because there's no room for us to hold them down at the workhouse.
Exactly. And it would be like the somebody deciding that that no longer mattered, and the determination of how many criminals we could arrest would be decided by somebody besides law enforcement determining what space is going to be available to keep them in. And it's unacceptable. You know, the president has really gotten to a place on the border that I think would make common sense to anybody that looked at it and understand it. He is a long way from the appropriate rhetoric that sometimes you shorthand things in a campaign about a big, beautiful wall all along the entire border to barriers that make sense where they make sense. We know walls and fences work. Let's do what we know works where we know it works, and let's do other things than that vast expanse of the border where people aren't there watching all the time so that a drone or something else is constantly surveilling those parts of the border. That's where the president is. That's where we ought to wind up.
Yeah. Senator, what can you tell us about the amount of money the Democrats were willing to give for that border security? We batted around $2 billion. Is that in the ballpark?
You know, it's not in the ballpark yet, and there's no place to really negotiate that number, but they have not been realistic on the number.
Huh.
Even though at one hearing we had, at one meeting we had, one sort of interesting note, nobody who's ever had a fence put up in their community has ever asked for that fence to be taken down.
Yeah.
These barriers work. When President George H.W. Bush built the barrier in San Diego, detentions went down 95%. When President Clinton built fences at El Paso, detentions went down right at 95%. That means measuring how many people you were detaining before it went up versus how many you were detaining after it went up. It is a 95% solution. When President George W. Bush built the fence at Yuma, detentions went down over 90%. None of those communities have ever said, we'd like these barriers taken down. They don't do what they're supposed to do because they do what they're supposed to do. We need to stick with the president's desire to get this done. We also need to be realistic about how much of it you can get done between now and September the 30th. So the amount of money he thought he needed on October 1 would be different, obviously, than the amount of money that you'd need right now. And we need to work our way through that.
Okay. So the dollar figure's still up in the air, too, though. That's still a point of contention.
It is absolutely a point of contention.
Wow. You know, I heard Mick Mulvaney say that there are other things the president can do. So if he decides to, if this doesn't work out, and instead of shutting the government down, he decided to move forward on his own by declaring an emergency, would you support him in that?
You know, I think there are other better ways to do this than an emergency. I'd have some problems with declaring an emergency, but I've got a list of things Lindsey Graham and I have been presenting to the president that he can do short of an emergency, that gets money from various places that other presidents have gotten. I'm for what the president wants to do here, so I'd like to see a way to do it. I would not be for a President Obama deciding that a climate change is an emergency and you could ignore what the Congress has appropriated and take that money and spend it for something else. So I think the president's heard from many of us that the emergency declaration that's never been used before, except in an actual emergency has to be immediate. An emergency that the president has can't be something that we've been talking about for 5 years. In that case, you have to try to make the constitutional process work. But there are other places the president can get money. I'm trying to be sure that he understands where all those places are. I think it's better to take this one step at a time. Let's see what we can get right now, and then let's see how much more the president needs between now and the end of this spending year. And I believe we can help him find that.
Well, it's sure frustrating from this end to see how difficult this climb has been. I know you're working on it.
You know, they're starting, Mark, 82 miles of wall or fence this month. That was money that was appropriated last year that it's taken a whole year through permits and getting property and other things. So the president's moving forward. There were 650 miles of fence when he became president. That fence is going to be better. New fence is going to be added. And the president's right on the fundamental responsibility to secure the border. I'm doing everything I can to help him get done what he now wants to do.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. I'm not sure what you guys are going to do in the Senate next year because half the Democrats are going to be running for president.
They are. What we're going to do mostly in the Senate, we're not going to be dealing with a lot of things that Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives passes. What we're going to be doing is focusing a lot of our time on lifetime appointments to the federal courts.
Good.
And doing that. But you're right. There are, not to miss the point you're making, there are a lot of Democrats in the Senate running for president, and that clearly is going to be evident every single day on the Senate floor and in every committee as each of them tries to position themselves for that Democratic primary.
Senator, I just need to ask this because it's made such big news here recently. Do you have a position on this city-county merger idea in St. Louis? I mean, a lot of people here locally feel like it shouldn't be a statewide vote. They should let local citizens make this decision.
Well, there's no doubt that maybe the biggest mistake that the city of St. Louis ever made was in 1870 when the first time they put in the Constitution that the boundaries of the city could not be changed and the city would act as a county. At that point, the very successful, very wealthy city of St. Louis wasn't interested in taking care of all of the roads and everything in St. Louis County. And it was a huge mistake. It needs to be, in my view, dealt with. But if it's in the Constitution, I don't know how you deal with it without amending the Constitution. And you can't do that without people voting.
Statewide.
One county can't decide they're going to change the Constitution.
No, that's true.
Thank goodness.
But there are options short of that. So I'm hoping that's what they look at.
They are, I'm paying attention. It is not a federal issue, but I'm paying attention. And what the options short of that may be, I don't know. But I do know that the city, starting in about 1950, began to suffer dramatically from their inability to grow the city and accommodate the population that the city now serves. County and city, I hope, can come to a good place on this. And if it makes sense, I believe voters will accept it as making sense.
Well, Senator Blunt, keep us up to date on what's going on with the border. We appreciate it.
Hey, Mark, good to talk to you. I hope to see you in the studio before too long.
Very good, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Senator Roy Blunt there, at Roy Blunt on Twitter, if you want to follow him, blunt.senate.gov there is the website.